Something wicked is coming this way, and only fools are ignoring the signs. So it's time you became a financial prepper like thousands of others. Gold can travel anywhere. It's international. It's its own currency. Allocate to gold now, the timeless safe haven asset. Open an IRA with Noble Gold Investments to physically hold coins and bars, and let real, tangible gold, not just paper, save your portfolio as the economy burns again. Right now, Noble Gold Investments offers a free 3-ounce silver American Virtue coin with every qualified IRA. Just use the promo code GOLD to claim your free coin and secure your family's financial future. Go to NobleGoldInvestments.com now. NobleGoldInvestments.com.
Past performance may not be indicative of future results. Investing in precious metals, including gold, involves risks. Consult with your tax attorney or financial professional before making an investment decision.
All right, folks, this is going on FluffTube. We're going to make it as clean as possible so people can enjoy it on FluffTube, YouTube. The meat on the bones will go, the meat and the bones and the potatoes will go on ninoscorner.tv. We'll finish this interview at some other point and put it on ninoscorner.tv. But Juan, I got to tell you, man, you've been calling this for a year, longer than a year, longer than a year. And people,
Nino.
People called you names, called me names for backing you up. And I said, man, I mean, it's just been ridiculous. But look, man, it's here, the gut punch, which you warned about. I want to say about a year and a half ago you said this.
Yeah, it was actually late spring of 2021 that I first talked about that. And, you know, people were just not getting it. But I also wasn't saying precisely what it was. And the reason is because it just was too bizarre. It was just asking for, you know, people to get too wound up. So, but, you know, I mean, I've, even with the imagery, you know, I had to sign a bunch of jackets so they have to dry out. So I sign them and try to keep them as dry as I can while they're drying out.
You know, what's crazy is that you've made those jackets and those paintings and everything around the Trump arrest that he's taunting them. He wants them to arrest them. He wanted them to, right?
Well, of course, and that's the deep state. The deep state is charging. He's actually, you know, a matador will oftentimes, you might hear some noise in the background. I'm having a green smoothie, apparently, is being made for me. You know, that's the problem, Nina. What's coming for you is probably something akin to, you know, they first they get you and then they want to change you into something else, right?
All right, let's stay on subject here, Juan.
No more coffee, you know, no more, you know, lattes and all that. No, you need to, you know, and I see that green juice.
Trying to keep you around, Juanito.
Well, I see that green juice. It reminds me of being in Peru where they're making this goo at this place. I'm like, what is that? This green stuff. Oh, very good. Very good. And I talk a little bit more. Oh, yeah. No, green tree frog. Little eyeball.
Oh, God. No way.
Yeah, but those are the same people that you know, they want you to they get the blender out and they put in a bunch of peas, okay, and put it on puree. You know, that's how you come to world peas, okay? We just want world peas.
So Juanito, where are we going from here, man? It looks like he said Tuesday. I thought it would be on 322, which is a skull and bones number. I mean, but you said 321 is just as significant.
Well, actually, I think I mentioned to you previously that every day in March here has numbers that have ritual meaning and that can be applied to various things. In fact, let me just say this. You know, I got diverted for half a moment. The charge, which is of course what the picture is here. You know, this is the charge. Let's see if I can get home.
Yeah.
There you go. So that's the charge. Jen signs it in one corner. I sign it in the other. The charge is interesting with the matador because they literally, this is in the third round of the bullfight, And literally the bull is getting exhausted and he wants to charge. The matador oftentimes will even get down on their knees in order to, you know, taunt the bull into going ahead and charging him. And so this is that moment. You're taunting the deep state. Go for it. You want to try that? Go for it. Elon Musk said something interesting. He said overnight that if they went ahead and charged Trump, arrested Trump, that the 2024 election is over, because a lot of people that have been sitting on the sidelines will come out of the woodwork, and it'll be greater than it ever was before as far as the people supporting President Trump, because they are seeing more and more every day the corruption around Washington, D.C., the swamp. Of course, you know, I did a movie called The Makings for a Perfect Day and the Drive to the Swamp. This is like, you know, taunting and daring all of these people in D.C. to go for it, give it your best shot. And that's when the El Megador comes out of the, you know, so, gets but, up but and gives, not- him the, gives him the kill shot.
If they arrest Trump, which he said it himself, they're coming after him Tuesday. When they do this, this doesn't take him out of the race, correct?
Well, it's conceivable. One of the things, depending on the charges and what's going on, that a judge would say that he can't do, you know, political or public appearances where he's, you know, inciting.
No more rallies.
Right. Inciting insurrection, inciting riots. One of the things that Trump did in part because he may not be able to legally after he's arrested as one of the conditions for release would be that he can't, you know, do these public appearances.
Wow.
That incite the public.
So he whether can't that campaign.
Well, I mean, whether they can actually pull that off or not is another matter. But they're capable of anything. So today, or you know, earlier today, he put out the thing, you know, that you need to protest, protest, protest. Well, we know what happened the last time Americans showed up to make their feelings shown to protest.
Be careful with what you say here.
Yeah, and so in that incident where 2 million Americans showed up, we ended up with people getting arrested. You know, there's an attempt to do that. Remember you and I, Nino, Laura Logan, Trentis Evans, gosh, you know, half dozen other great folks, Leigh Valentine. We were all there at the, rally in, Texas, and, we were called protesters because at 9 o'clock Eastern, 8 o'clock local, we, stood up and we sang the national anthem. Mm. And Trump pointed at us, did his little that. Air sign.
Yeah,
pointed
yeah.
at me a couple different times, and he said, "You know, although we knew these protesters were going to show up because we'd made a request of them prior to it, and but they're the good kind."
That's right. I remember it. I really appreciate taking me there, Juanito.
Well, and of course, and he said, and they're the good kind. So if we're showing up now, you know, the Young Republicans Club there in New York just let known a few minutes ago that if Trump's arrested and has to show up in New York, that they will lead protests in the streets in New York. So you didn't like the 2 million that showed up in D.C. Wait till you have 10, 20, 50 million. Have you seen the protests in some of these places like Brazil and Venezuela and other stuff? They get, you know, 3 and 4 million out there. Yeah, you want to go down that road, Trump, you're going to push people out.
Is he going to get, okay, now this may be a stupid question. Is he, they're going to do this for a public display, correct? They want him to be seen in handcuffs. What, thrown in a jail cell? Is this dude actually going to be put in a jail cell?
Well, generally, you know, you have arraignment and, you know, somebody has to show up. There's all sorts of courtesies that you know, happen from, you know, various things, but what, are you going to fingerprint him? you don't have his fingerprints on file. You know, these people are capable of anything. And, you know, one of the things, even, you know, the plate that we had on the car going up on to DC, you know, when we did the call, that was part of the whole point. How are you going to get to justice? Okay. It's going to be epic, and they could do anything. See, that's part of the problem. You don't know what these people are truly capable of. I was sitting with a very prominent Democrat in Florida, you know, probably 7-8 months ago, and we were talking about this very thing. Actually, I take it back. It was about 4 months ago, and it's when we knew that the FBI had or U.S. Marshals had a unit and some FBI people present right there in the vicinity of Mar-a-Lago, prepared to do an arrest of Trump. And they had staged there ready, and they had already gone through the process of transportation, security, all sorts of things that are involved if you're going to take custody of them there. You know, sometimes attorneys, they work out a deal and the person can show up and they, you know, go in the back door of the courthouse and they're arraigned and they're allowed to leave. And so, you know, these kind of arrangements will be worked out between attorneys. Of course, just as you said, they want the spectacle. You know, they want the drama. It's not really about justice. It's about a political presentation, an appearance of a certain form.
Humiliation,
etc. And also, it's a block. It's an attempt to block Trump from being able to run and campaign for 2024. But literally, they could lock Trump in, you know, some kind of house arrest at Mar-a-Lago. And they prepared Mar-a-Lago with clearing out some of the shrubbery and trees and like that around the perimeter months ago, so that the world could see what's happening. The Trump people did that supposedly on a, you know,
they
maintenance and all that.
They cut all the bushes and trees, yeah, and all that, so you could see inside, correct?
Yeah, well, so you could see clearly what was going on. Nothing's going to be hidden here. No mischief. You know, they want to show up with their, you know, blue and red lights flashing and do all the drama. Okay, well, we'll let the world see that. You're not going to do it, you know, hiding out behind a bush or something. And so, again, at some level, this is about, you know, they want to do their presentation. You think Trump's people and Trump himself haven't anticipated this? Some of the people directly around Trump that, you know, handle some of the political and media a lot, they're a little bit less tuned in. But behind the scenes, those that invited him to run this deeper operation, they're very aware of what's coming and the spectacle, and have anticipated it for years and years.
In fact, Laura Loomer tweets, Governor Ron DeSantis has been silent over the news that President Trump may be arrested on Tuesday. Under Florida law, the state's governor is responsible for making sure a person in the state is arrested and delivered to another state if that person is indicted on a felony charge. You are a snake at Ron DeSantis.
Well, of course, they have to have a governor's warrant if they're going to take him out of the state, transport him out of the state. And so I'm dealing with another matter right now where a governor's warrant was obtained illegally, actually two different governor's warrants, where the prosecution and the U.S. Marshals did not properly vet the evidence before the arrest was made, and then they transported the person state to state on a governor's warrant that was fraudulently concocted. So the questions that could come from this are, you know, pretty epic. We'll be talking about this, you know, decades from now, because whatever they do, whatever they muscle through, is going to be challenged, is the only way you can say it, pretty heartily. And, you know, because
why so do you think we're going to see, do you think we're going to see a Ron DeSantis? Do you think he's going to go ahead and make his announcement to run now that Trump is indicted? And he'll obviously do that fairly soon.
As far as I'm concerned, DeSantis, you know, go ahead and play that card. Play it as soon as you want. Part of the reason Trump announced that he was running when he did was because there were people that were, you know, starting to pick DeSantis. They thought Trump might not run. He's going to time out. He's whatever. And so, you know, there was this waffling. Trump announced early, in part, number one, because of the pending arrest. And that was when there was the intention, you know, that he was going to be arrested several months ago. And that's when the U.S. Marshals FBI group staged and got ready to do the arrest. And of course, they're trimming the bushes around Mar-a-Lago. And then he did his announcement. That took the wind out of their sails for a little bit. There's this back and forth. It's a chess game. And so then now we're to that point where if you get too close to the political season, you know, roughly estimated to be late spring, early summer, then there's this, you know, you can't charge a candidate. That was the alleged reason why Hillary wasn't charged coming into the 2016 election, was because even though they had all sorts of things charged with, she's a candidate, and it wouldn't make sense, and it could throw the election. So by doing it this early, if they wait too long to do charges, then the presumption is that now you're trying to throw a race, and that's the way the public would perceive it. So you got to do it early enough that it's not seen as political. And that was part of the reason why Trump announced so early. And then to nullify the momentum that was going towards DeSantis and calling out DeSantis for his connections and the things that he wasn't doing to, you know, address legal issues that I just referenced, and we're trying to, you know, say it right for Flufftube, is DeSantis got a prayer? My prediction, DeSantis will fare even worse than Jeb Bush did. Jeb Bush didn't even place or show, even though, remember,
so this will expose DeSantis for who he is.
Well, it'll expose the people behind him also. Remember, Jeb Bush came into the 2016 race with half again more money than Hillary did. And I had good friends, great people. One in particular pressed me very hard to dive in and help with the Bush campaign early back in 2015. And they had all the money and they had all the right people, and it was just a lock. It's a guarantee. There's no question about it. You need to be in here, need to be part of this. And I have famously no great love for the Bush clan. And so I was, you know, but I was listening to all the stuff that was being said. But it was clear to everybody, Hillary didn't stand a chance. Bush was going to win it all, hands down, all the money. 50% more money than Hillary had, and Hillary had a massive war chest herself. In the end, Bush didn't even get past the debates. He belly flopped. When you look at DeSantis, for all that he looks like, maybe he's done all this great stuff in Florida and all that. He is not a great campaigner. He is not able to mesh with people that well. He's a teleprompter speaker.
Right.
I'm just being, he is not Bill Clinton. Bill Clinton was great when he spoke. He could really get into an audience. Obama was the same way. Even though he's teleprompter, he still engaged with the audiences very well. DeSantis is not that guy. And even with coaching, he doesn't seem to, he is literally very similar to Jeb Bush. And he's flat. If he has to wing it on stuff, it's just flat. So it's pushing on a string. They can go do that and try to, you know, edit stuff down and make it really good. Look, as far as I'm concerned, honestly, Hillary is a better speaker than DeSantis is. And I'm just being flat ass serious.
So is Trump going to be able to debate, or is he not going to be, is he not going to be able to do anything if he's indicted? I mean, is he just going to have to stay at home the whole time and let the other
Republicans debate? We don't know. Debate? We don't know. I mean, until it happens, you're just not going to know. Oh, there we go. I'm looking. I always look to see if there's any frog guys in there. I don't like those green blended tree frogs. But anyway, yeah, Peru. Oh, my gosh. It actually doesn't taste too bad. But, you know, we don't know what the judge might order. The prosecution can ask certain things and claim that he's a threat. You know, to, you know, get justice in the trial or prosecution or whatever to the community. Even his post saying protest, protest, protest could be used against him to say that he's trying to incite the public against having, you know, justice proceed in his, you know, criminal trial. It could even be used as an excuse that he has to be cut off from, you know, communicating other than to his attorneys.
He's just not mindlessly going to say that. He must know that that's what they would do, and he must know, and he's kind of calling their bluff, maybe.
Well, but no, part of the thing is that they may very well get away with it. So he, what's the last thing you're going to hear from Trump as he proceeds forward? What's his last message before they might cut him off from being able to talk? You know, remember, I mean, that's the other thing. At the end of his, you know, presidency, what was the last message that he gave? That was the last message he gave to the world right there.
No.
Okay. That was the flag message. So part of the question is, would he even be barred from being seen where he might send hidden messages out to the public, like the flag messages, as I've explained numerous times? You know, one of the things is, for example, the flag poles, even. Using a spear at the tip of the flagpole has a completely different meaning than, say, putting an eagle on top of the flagpole or something like that. So he's enough of a threat, and he's just sneaky enough that they'll be sitting there. They'll be wound up in knots, trying to anticipate what he might be trying to say or do and communicate with the public, etc. So, you know, the only way to stop the Trump wave is to literally try to isolate him, is probably part of what's in their mind.
But you've said many times, but you've said many times before, Juanito, we also need him isolated for what's coming.
Well, part of it is that what he said at this point in time is pretty, it's not so harsh, so unacceptable that you really should be able to get a prosecution. Like, he literally is inciting insurrection in America. He may be, you know, promoting that his fellow Americans see the injustices taking place in the country, the crisis of leadership in the country, and that they, you know, take action to protect their interests as citizens. But does that mean that he's calling for insurrection? You know, that's, you know, part of what the big argument would be, you know, in a legal forum, even a congressional or even a military forum. You know, if they were to decide that he was calling for insurrection, then they wouldn't be sending him to a jail in New York. They'd be sending him to a jail at Gitmo. So just how hard do they want to press it, and how you know, full of their oats are they? How how much do they think that they can get away with, and the American public is going to be passive and accept it and not just come right out of their trees? There is a tipping point, and in reality, we're at that tipping point. Remember, I've always said you have to have 80%+ of the population in sync, working together on the same page. And below that, you have an incrementally increasing risk of the country going into some type of civil chaos and civil war. If you're above 80%, then the likelihood that you could end up in civil war is radically less. That doesn't mean that there's not civil disruption. It doesn't mean that there's not a back and forth, but the weight of the population, the vast majority, are working together, like-minded. We're not going there. We're doing this, and we're not putting up with, you know, blah, blah, blah. If you went out across America, part of the issue, and I actually could be writing about this in a couple of days. Part of the issue in America is that a lot of Christians, God-fearing people, people of conscience with moral standards, okay?
A human catastrophe is closing in. Nobody knows how far this one is going to go. You can feel the heat as tension is rising globally. War is expensive. Open a Noble Gold Investments IRA today, and you can claim a free 3-ounce silver American Virtue coin. Just use the promo code GOLD. Go to NobleGoldInvestments.com now.
Past performance may not be indicative of future results. Investing in precious metals, including gold, involves risks. Consult with your tax attorney or financial professional before making an investment decision.
People of various faiths, even. They're so preoccupied just trying to take care of their life, raise the kids, get their hours in and get a day off to go golfing or fishing or just work on their car, something, mow the lawn, that by the end of the day, they haven't been very involved in the politics. And in fact, the politics has been so dirty that the good guys, you know, that's not their lane. They're not going to waste time with it. They're going to run their business. They're going to do something else, and they don't want to get, you know, bogged down in that crap. And so, in large measure, the people that end up getting into office are either not businessmen that don't understand how it works. They're not as community minded in a lot of ways. So then, you don't end up with people that really understand how business works, how politics works. I remember McGovern, after he got out of politics in the late 80s, he went and opened a restaurant. I think it was up in, I can't remember which area, Northeast. And he said publicly that if he'd known how hard it was to run a business, he'd have been a lot easier on the businessmen and the taxes and the regulations and everything else back when he was in office. You have a lot of people that don't have a real world business experience. They have professorial experience. They're career politicians, and they don't grasp what's happening, but they don't get involved because it's just stupid. It's messy. It's annoying. This moment is about people making a different decision. One of the things that came out the other day was from a friend of mine. He noted that in this research they'd done concerning members of churches around the country, that only 50% of church members were registered to vote. And of the 50% that were registered to vote, only half of them had actually voted in the last 4 years. Mm-hmm. And that only half of them had voted in the interim midterm elections or any of the local elections. They only voted in the presidential election. So you have people supposedly that are, you know, conservative, that, you know, are God-minded, that want the best for the country, you know, in God we trust and everything else, they're not showing up. If you only have, you know, 12.5% of the people showing up to vote, they're not influencing the direction the country's going. If you don't like the direction the country's going, because the only people that are getting the office and doing anything, if you don't like the direction it's going and you're not voting, well, how did it get that way? How did these people get into office that are doing some of the stuff? They're showing up because you're not showing up. And so that's why you have, you know, horrible representation in government. I remember when I was down working on Whitewater in Arkansas, and one of the troopers, we were talking about the various politicians that they'd put in power over the last, you know, his career. He was a 30-year state trooper. He was one of Bill Clinton's personal bodyguards when he was governor. 30 years as a state trooper. He knew all these characters, been in their houses with them, been at their offices. And he says, you know, these are some of the most corrupt, wicked, evil people on the face of the earth. And coming from Arkansas. And he says, these are the worst of the worst. We talked, I don't know, probably 5 years ago. And he says, okay, I thought Arkansas was the worst. I now see it's the whole country. I didn't realize how extensive it was. And he had moved to California for a while and come back. And he just said, no, it's everywhere. What I thought was only in Arkansas, it's everywhere. And those are the guys getting into office. And it's because people of conscience are neglecting their civic duty, neglecting to participate, both in running for office and then showing up just to handle the vote. You don't like the way things are being conducted and you're not participating in the at the precinct level, at the local level. You know, the other ones that are showing up on somebody's payroll are making sure it gets done the way they want it done. So,
well, Juanito, I mean, where we're at right now is definitely heating up. What do you see happening from March, April, May, and June? I know we've talked about this on the phone before. It's very important to the occult, correct?
Yes. Actually, I did a show with Jody LaDolce and Christian Warriors or something like that yesterday. And I can't remember, somebody will post the show up there. And I talked about how they want to, I think Jennifer put it on her Telegram channel. There's a push to consider which times and seasons that you're going to go by, kind of calendars. So, you know, at one time we were running on the Julian calendar, which was a Roman calendar. And then we switched to a Gregorian calendar, and that's where April Fool's Day came from to get the days sorted out. And so currently, you know, we're broadly working on a Gregorian calendar. But within, say, the Jewish Jubilee calendar, there's a couple of different schools on what that calendar revolves around as far as dates. And this occult group that's kind of running things, they choose a date that revolves around a jubilee where Jerusalem was returned to Israel's control in the 67 Six-Day War, and then goes back to the 1917 founding of Jerusalem. So they like to change dates and times and seasons to fit their particular curricula. Switching to a slightly different zone, you know, the most occult agency of government in the United States is NASA. Yeah. So NASA does all the rocket launches, and they have all this imagery with every rocket. And of course, one of the things I'm not too pleased with Musk about, and we have lots of things to be pleased with. He's done some amazing things here recently that have been very helpful. He capitalized on something that I did over a year ago that helped to expose what was going on over at Twitter behind the scenes and the bot side. And then that was when he came in and did his move that continues to expose the fake accounts there and at other places also to control the narrative out in the public. But he launched his rockets. He named his rockets, you know, the Dragon rockets. You know, they're Falcon rockets, but the Dragon ships, I guess. And so, for example, if you look at the dates of the launches, he doesn't fully control that. You know, they have proposed windows, and then NASA comes in and they do their magic. And NASA wants rocket launches that happen with exacting precision based on star alignments and where the moon is and all sorts of things. They come up with every excuse in the book. Why? Because it's an occult operation, and the dates are really critical, and the names on the various ships are really critical. So one of the things that's happened that's going on right now, and I talked about it in this other broadcast, and there's other people that are really get into the minutiae on this, and I'll let them do that because there's people that are better experts at this. But what I'm going to point out is this. You remember when NASA and a bunch of the professors and there was a big public tumult about, is Pluto a planet? Remember that?
And yeah, so, and they discredited it.
And they decided that Pluto isn't a planet. It shouldn't be counted as a planet. And it's just a big rock out there, blah, blah, blah. Now, there is actually an important reason on the physics side that Pluto is still very important because it has angular momentum. And so even out at that great distance, think of a tether ball. If you hit a tether ball and the tether rope was only 3 feet long, you could hit that thing and wing it around the pole really easily, like Mercury, the planet close into the sun. As you get further out, imagine if that tether ball was on a 10-foot rope. And you go to hit it, you got to hit that thing a lot harder to get it all the way around the pole. And if you go out to 15 feet, it's a son of a gun to get that tether ball all the way around the pole. That's why as it winds around the pole, it gets easier to hit that thing and make it go in. Now imagine you have something like a planet like Pluto, and if that tether ball rope was 100 feet long or something, it'd be almost impossible to hit that sucker to get it to go all the way around the pole. You'd have to hit that thing at 500 miles an hour or something, right? Right. So the reason that's important is because in the other physics, which is very real, angular momentum and rotational speed and things like that all dial into this other physics that's outside of three dimensions. And it's a very real area of physics. So a rock out there where Pluto is actually does have tremendous effect on the inner parts of the solar system. And, you have things like eclipses and all sorts of things. There's an effect that goes on there. So now let's switch gears to the occult. I was talking about the physical. This occult push to deplatform Pluto as a planet, to take it out of the equation, had an override from the astronomy community into the astrology community. And so there's been this divide, this rift amongst the people that look for star signs and alignments and all sorts of things, including the people at NASA behind the scenes. This is inside baseball, okay? Right. Are we going to have two shortstops or one shortstop? Well, we're switching the rules. We're going to have two shortstops. Are we going to, you know, this is NFL. Are we going to let New York review the plays?
Right.
On any play that's in, right? Okay. So, they take the sport and they write new rules and they change it. So they decide that Pluto is no longer a planet. In the astrology community, looking at star signs and windows and everything else, there was this debate whether Pluto should be given the same weight in their astrological readings as it had before. And so why is that relevant? Well, it was anticipating this exact moment, because Pluto's out there at this orbit, it's like 200 years way out the edge of the solar system.
So it's kind of throwing a monkey wrench into their plans.
Well, what they were doing is they were trying to change the programming because of what's exactly happening right now. Right now, Pluto is moving in their star sign stuff. And by the way, I don't.
So it's messing up their calendar.
Well, hold on. I just want people to know, I don't run my life on anything astrology and all that. I am not a practitioner of this stuff. I look to God above, his word, for the directions that I go in my life.
Right, right.
There is astrological things that are noted scripturally that are relevant. For example, Christ, there was a star in the sky, and the Magi, which were out of Persia, where Daniel is buried, where Esther was at, these Magi knew that where this star sign was in the astrology above, that it was portending that a king had been born to the Jews, to the Hebrews. So they were able to discern that and anticipate that based on what was going on in the stars above, okay?
Okay.
So, but it is a kind of a dangerous area because there's a lot of people that they get so lost in that, and you're looking to that and not to God himself,
right?
Okay. And so I want to qualify this because I don't want people thinking that I'm in that realm.
But it's good to know what they believe.
But the other side of the coin is these people that we're having a contest with, many of them are intricately involved in anticipating and making every move every day based on, well, this is this star sign and my friend is that star sign and this politician is this and that politician is that. Even Shakespeare says that comets portend the arising and falling of kings. Okay, as comets fly through the air, and when Nixon stepped down out of power, at the same time there was a comet in the skies above that all the world was watching, and we had multiple leaders across the world, all within just a series of months, that were removed from power, and new people came in. So there is validity to some of that, some from a God matrix side, and some from a manufactured matrix side. So now we look at Pluto. Pluto, the understanding is that Pluto has made a move in the locations in the zodiac where it's passing, that it denotes the collapse of big government.
Wow.
The collapse of centralized control and management, and a move to the people having greater control.
So it's like you said earlier to me, it's like the underdog planet.
It's the underdog, and it's about decentralization and control. And it's a very slow move. It's not instantaneous. So this move into this realm is pretending a move that, you know, is going to last, you know, tens of years, if you will, and the fight's on. So
this is bad for them. This is really bad for them.
Well, part of the thing is that if you want to, if you're somebody that's handling centralized control, if you're a globalista and the big corporations, you're trying to run the whole world and you know, a one world currency and everything else, then any kind of a sign that the people would latch onto that might be counter to your narrative, well, that's not something we want. Right. So they gotta kind of mash that down.
So that's why they're discrediting it as a planet.
That's why, and they don't do it the day it needed to be done. They did it a long time in advance.
They saw this coming.
They saw it coming, and they wanted to. They had to get the magic just right. You know, for example,
encyclopedia on everything.
Who was the leader of the band in the Beatles album? Aleister Crowley.
Seriously.
That was the whole point. That was the Aleister Crowley is who they were paying homage to in that. So,
wow.
And of course that's Tavistock Institute. Wow. You know, in the spy realm, Aleister Crowley's all over in there. Was
is it true about Aleister Crowley's last words? About his last words, he said, "Oh,
well,
no, I was wrong."
What words?
I was wrong.
No. Nope, that's not Aleister Crowley.
Who was that?
That was Anton LaVey.
Was he a Satanist?
Anton. Oh, yes.
But he said, oh, yeah, no, he died, oh, came no, back I'm wrong.
A little bit. Yep.
Right?
Yep. That was, that's purported to be his last words by people that were reportedly present. Yeah.
They said, he said, oh, no, I was wrong or something like that. Correct? Or?
Yeah. He asked for mercy, mercy.
Oh, boy.
And
that's scary. Very, that's scary.
Well, you know, and let me just say this, Nino. I've said it before, I think, with your audience on a number of occasions. We really are in a spiritual battle. Even the bull in this, the charge image that Jennifer put together for me, that deep state bull, that goes back to this Baal, God, that was back in Babylon, the Israeli history and in the history of the Jews, where they were worshiping Baal on the mountaintops, and they had to make a choice between worshiping Baal or worshiping the God in heaven. That's Elijah with his two sacrifices there, and the Baal worshipers were literally sacrificing little people. It's a horror story. I mean, supposedly all the, you know, good people there, oh, in, man, the Bible and like that, and then here, right there in the Bible, is talking about how they're, yeah, and walking around right out in public. Hey, here I am. You want to come get me? You stupid morons. We don't even recognize that court. Putin's going to have war crimes trials in the Donbass region. And he's going to do that in order to bring out all of the crimes coming out of the West. Look, who did the act of war with the Nord Stream? That's an act of war.
Yeah, yeah, but let's.
These people want to get us. Okay, well, these people want to get us. You know, I say World War IV. It's not World War III. We won World War III. The Soviet Union doesn't exist. That was the Cold War. It's actually painful for me. I know it's, you know, it's just the public and it's World War III, but to most people, for me, this is World War IV that we're coming into. IV is foundation. We won World War III. Soviet Union doesn't exist. We didn't go to nuclear war. It was a
miracle. There's a lot that had to be done in order to avoid that. And hopefully you could talk about that one day, Juan.
Oh, yeah. Well, and I have.
That would be a whole other show, but I would love for you to come out and talk about that.
Yeah. Sure. Yeah. No, love to. Love to.
Juanito, I'm going to end it here because I want this to go on you, FluffTube.
Yeah.
Today, I want to try to put it up tonight. So. I got to send it off to my team.
I'll tell you, Nino, I'll tell you, you know, everybody was wondering when it was going to get here. You're there. Here it is right there, man.
That's awesome. What is that? It says just a storm?
It's the storm. I signed it down in the corner, but that's the,
supposed to be the a lot of people are going to say that symbol in the middle there means something else.
Well, it's a
storm. You know, it looks like some kind of pederast symbol. You know they're going to say that. I'm just going to call it out right here because there's going to be a lot of people, oh, he's a pederast.
I don't know. That's actually, when they do that, it has a different, this is nowhere close to what that symbol is. Yeah, I
know, but you know what they're going to, you know that. You know what my audience is.
It's not even comparable. Not even comparable. Anyway. Look at this. So.
I like it.
Yeah, that was kind of fun on the vacation here the last couple of days. We're close. You know, a lot of things are going to happen. That doesn't mean it's all over in a day or two or a week.
But we are close, right, Juanito?
Yeah, it'll go on all year. There's lots of drama still ahead. There's still some checkpoints that haven't been hit. And I actually think that
this is one of them, right?
It is. Even with an arrest, and it could get delayed still because even Trump's staff are walking back Trump's statement yesterday that he was scheduled to be arrested Tuesday, because that information came from an inside source that was not an official statement from anybody over at the Southern District of New York about doing an arrest. It was just a unauthorized source that got back to the Trump people to let them know what was going on.
Well, and, we know we're in the sphere. We're in that realm.
We're in the sphere. Yeah. And it's very serious. I mean, they've had people staged in the vicinity of Mar-a-Lago ready to do the arrest for some time. So, and of course, I've told you, why is Giuliani still around Trump and always has been and all that? There's an aspect to that. That is, they want to pull this one. They want to do that. What's Giuliani know about Trump's history that Trump keeps him very close? That is the ace in the hole, if you want to talk Southern District in New York. Okay, you want to talk about potential criminality and everything else? There's a good one right there. And it goes all the way back to Nixon, by the way. So there's a very interesting piece there that we may talk about at some point in time, but it's coming like a freight train.
Let's do another interview here for ninoscorner.tv, Juanito. I know you got to get going. I know you're flying out of there, so
I've fortunately got all this done. Now I can leave. So
all right, Juan, I appreciate you coming on. I'm gonna make this ready, YouTube worthy. And then this will also be on ninoscorner.tv. So thanks, Juanito.
Yeah, and by the way, this is you can get jackets or stuff over at thejennifermack.com. And if you just put a link there for folks, I appreciate it. And I appreciate all your people. I know people understand that when we're trying to do something for FluffTube, because a lot of people in other parts of the world don't get some of these connections, we're hedging our words, but it's not because we exactly want to. It's just those are the choke points that are put in there. I do try to be as clear as I can in other places. And so it's just the way it is. I love you, bro. Appreciate the chance to visit with you. And, let's talk soon.
You got it, Juanito. Thank you for coming on, man.
All right. Nino.